actor. You all know Brad Friedman. Brad Friedman sits in for me every now and then. Brad Friedman sits in for a lot of us progressive talk show hosts. And Brad Friedman runs a Brad blog where he watches all things voting. And this weekend I got an email from him saying, you know, no offense, but you got something wrong about Acorn, because I was saying that they get paid per registration. And he said Acorn had told him up close and personal that they pay people by the hour and that they have very extensive, very, 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 very extensive fraudulent, you know, voter card flagging procedures. And that what's going on here is that those flagging papers are being removed from that pile, and then people are calling the press going, look at all these fraudulent registrations, and they're like, oh, those are fraudulent, but they've been flagged. So I invited Brad to come on and lay the facts out for us about Acorn and why he thinks they're going after Acorn, and I bet you it's the same thing that I think. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. Actually, you sound as crazed about all of this stuff as I am. This is just absolutely unbelievable, and the mainstream corporate media is playing along. Even we expect Fox News, but even CNN is banging the same nonsense, and they just can't seem to report what's actually going on here.
I know. The only two places I have found actual reportage on vote fraud and stealing this vote and scrubbing and caging and purging is CBS did a story about it, and the New York Times ran a really good piece about it on Friday.
Yeah, they did. Both of those reports were really, really good and quite unusual. And as you've been expertly pointing out here, you know, showing that tens of thousands of voters are being illegally removed from the polls. And I call that, frankly, that's going to be, Randy, the November surprise. And
yeah.
I'm quite concerned about it. That's the real concern. This Acorn, this GOP's Acorn voter fraud nonsense is exactly that. And you've gotten it right as far as the fact that Acorn must turn in every single registration form they get. Now, there's some Republican groups out there that have actually been brought to court. Sproul and Associates comes to mind back in 2004 for actually shredding Democratic registrations when they get them,
yeah,
or changing them from Democratic to Republican. But the law says Acorn must turn in everything. And when they get these fraudulent forms, they have an incredibly detailed quality control process. They authenticate, verify every single registration they get. And when they can't confirm it, you're right, they flag it as fraudulent. This is a fraud being done against Acorn, not by Acorn. And
yeah,
when they find out about it, they let officials know. They turn in any employees who are doing this kind of stuff. And the bottom line is there is no, quote, voter fraud going on here. Those claims are themselves a fraud.
I know. And I remember when the purge of the prosecutors was occurring. That's why I called it the purge.
Yep.
Those prosecutors, those U.S. attorneys in various states were told to go and prosecute Acorn. That was exactly why they were fired, because they set up voter task forces. They looked at fraud. They looked at Acorn. They looked at every complaint they ever got. There was nothing for them to prosecute. There was no fraud. There was no crime. And that's why they got fired. Now, what's being buried by the media is last week there was this unbelievable determination that those U.S. attorneys were fired for these reasons that we're talking about now, and that it was purely political, and that they were looking all along to point to Acorn prior to the election, because Acorn registers about a million new voters.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and you haven't heard about that across Fox News and CNN. You know, if you're lucky, you might have seen a note about it. But yeah, they're obscuring that. This was exactly what was at the heart of the U.S. attorney purge, and where most notably in New Mexico with,
yeah,
David Iglesias, thousands and thousands of complaints that came in right before the election. Iglesias, you're right, looked at all of them, and from my understanding from talking to Iglesias, he found exactly one
woman.
voter fraud, actually voter registration fraud, a 17-year-old kid, I believe it was, who submitted an application as a joke. These guys, these Republicans, have been pushing this voter fraud crap for years now in order to challenge people at the polls, to put in place these photo ID restrictions at the polling place, despite the fact that 20 million Americans, by the League of Women Voters' own numbers, don't have the type of photo ID they would need. I mean, this is nothing short of an attempt at voter suppression, hopes to cause havoc. Remember, when they start challenging these people on Election Day, on November 4th, just the challenge alone at the polls is going to make the lines go around the block. People who, you know, won't be able to vote because it's a, you know, it's a work day, for crying out loud. And that's the whole point here. Keep as many people from voting as possible. And it's absolutely appalling. And you know what? I got to tell you, the Democratic Party on this issue, on the voting machine issue, I'm sorry to say, but they're bringing a knife to a gunfight here. They don't realize they are in a Republican war against democracy. And, you know, I drove your listeners crazy, Randy, a couple of weeks ago when I was sitting in on you by telling everybody the only thing that matters is the votes. It's the votes, stupid. We can, you know, counter their lies, you know, every which way we can. But in the end, they own the media. They're out there telling these lies. And the only thing that's going to matter in the end is making sure everyone gets to vote, gets to have their vote counted, and gets to have that vote counted accurately for a change. And that's what we have to do between now and November 4th.
Well, some of the good news is that at least the Secretary of State in Ohio is now a Democrat, and she is challenging some of the voter fraud that's going on by sheriffs in various counties where there are an enormous amount of college-aged kids, you know, because mm-hmm. there's tons of colleges, and, you know, we have a paper trail now here. But Colorado, man, they have a Democratic governor as well, but 100,000 people purged from the voter rolls in Colorado, and I think Colorado is definitely a key state in this. So
it's huge, and I'm sorry to have to do this, but let me correct you on one thing. What you were talking about in Ohio, it's not voter fraud that's going on; that's election fraud, and it's important because, you know, it is the Republicans claiming there's this massive voter fraud. The voters are doing fine. Let's leave them alone. But yeah, election fraud. These guys are bringing these phony investigations based on no evidence whatsoever against Acorn. And out in Colorado, you're right. You've got this Republican Secretary of State, who, by the way, is running for Congress, and so he'll be overseeing his own free and fair election in Colorado. But he himself was forced by a court to go through and test all of the electronic voting machines in Colorado. He found that every single one of them was hackable in seconds' time. He decertified them, and then because of pressure from the Republican election officials and even some Democratic ones, some of the Democrats like this electronic voting crap, they ended up recertifying them. They are using the exact same machines in Colorado that he found were no good. And at the same time, by the way, about two or three weeks ago, the state election director suddenly had to resign 2 months before the biggest election in Colorado because it turned out she was quite literally in bed with one of the voting vendors out there in Colorado living at his house. I mean, it's mind-blowing, and you know I've been at
You know, I knew she resigned. I didn't know why. I've been trying to find out why. Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm quite sure about it. I reported it that day that it happened.
It was so strange because what election supervisor resigns moments before one of the most historical presidential elections in the history of the United States? And I knew she did. She said something about, I got family things, I got, you know. And it's like, that's always a red flag. Oh, I got to spend more time with. Who the hell wants to spend more time with their family?
I know. And, you know, I've been at Brad Blog, we've been talking about, you know, these election officials being in bed with the vendors all these years. Who knew we would have a literal case come out for the 08 election?
That's just a scream, man. Well, so, okay. I'm telling people to vote early because there's, what, 34 states where there's early voting.
Yeah.
And I'm telling people if you live in an early voting state, please vote early because if you're challenged, if they say you need different ID, if they say you need a Social Security card, which you don't, but if they do, then you've got time to go home, to make a couple of calls if that's what you want to do, or to just get what the hell they're asking you to get and bring it back and go vote. But on election day, when the lines are long and people's nerves are frayed, and there's going to be, you know, a lot of tension in the line, as there usually is in, you know, mixed counties, let's say, you know, it's just not the time to wait for. You know, you should.
Well, you may be right. I understand your reasoning. I have serious concerns about early voting for a number of reasons. You know, in some places you can only vote on a touchscreen machine when you go to early vote.
Yeah, here.
I understand your, yeah, that's right. And I understand, though, your point with trying to get people in there in case those problems happen. So that, you know, it does make a certain sense. The best thing that you can possibly do is to vote on election day at the polls on paper, but you need to call right now, call your county, call your state, make sure you are still registered, even if you think you, even if you just voted in the primary, because people are being purged from these rolls like crazy.
Which
so
is
I,
illegal.
You know, I understand your thinking there.
The law says that you can't, you know, it's illegal. If somebody's purging people today, it's illegal. Yeah. You cannot purge somebody within 90 days of an election.
Right.
So any purging that's going on now is illegal. So you need to make sure that you're on the voter rolls, and if you're not, then you know something illegal is going on in your county, and you should call your congressperson, your secretary of state. You should definitely, you know, make a couple of phone calls or call your field office for your candidate and tell them that you're not on the voter rolls and you find this disturbing.
People have to make noise. They cannot be cowed. We need courageous folks here right now to fight for their vote, for their right to vote, for the right to have it counted. You know, do not let them turn you away. Do not let them force you to vote unless you have to. You know, do not let them force you to vote on a provisional ballot.
No provisional ballots.
Even on paper, by the way. Now, are you down in Palm Beach County,
yes,
Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I know. You know, I haven't been able to vote in so long that I'm almost used to it. But, every year I get my little sticker. Yes, I voted. I'm always so full of pride. And you're like, I did. I vote. And then you come back to work and you sit down and the phone lights up and everybody goes, I think I voted for Pat Buchanan. Or I've been in line for 8 hours. There's two machines. You know, we haven't been able to vote in this country since 1996.
I know, and you know, the good news, to a certain extent in Florida, a lot of the places have moved to paper ballots finally. The bad news is that, as you probably know down in Palm Beach, the Sequoia optical scan paper ballots scanners down there don't work. They can't count the same ballots the same way twice.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. We tried it in some judicial, and it just didn't.
Yeah. So you got it. People have to not only vote, stick around. Go to the county. You're allowed to watch what goes on. Bring cameras. Bring video cameras. I don't want to hear this time that, you know, everybody's votes flipped and ballots were thrown out and nobody's got pictures and videos of it. Get pictures. Get video. Go to videothevote.org. You can post it up there. Let everyone know what's going on in our democracy. And as long as you're down there in Palm Beach, Randy, and as long as the Republican liars are out there talking about voter fraud, there is one case of voter fraud that actually did occur. I've got it documented without a question, but no one has prosecuted it so far. I can't understand why. It's down there in Palm Beach. It's a woman by the name of Ann Coulter who committed voter fraud. Are you familiar with her?
Yeah, I actually was on a plane. We were both getting on this flight down here from New York, and the flight crew saw her, and then they saw me, and they went, "Where are you sitting?" And I said, "I'm in the front." And they went, "Oh, thank God, she's in the back."
Well, you can go to bradblog.com/coulterfraud to read all about it. And whenever you hear this baloney from the Republicans about this massive Democratic voter fraud, please feel free to point them to the one case of voter fraud that we actually know about that actually occurred that they haven't done a damn thing about. And, you know, beyond that, just keep fighting for your democracy every day, Randy. Please keep banging the drum. It's the only thing that matters.
Well,
the votes.
You're my new best friend till November 4th and beyond.
I'll take it.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Randy.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Listen, this year we're so plugged into voter election protection people. Get that comic book from stealbackyourvote.org as well. Remember, write down bradblog.com, and you'll have all kinds of information there. Then I want you to go to stealbackyourvote.org order those comic books, because in those comic books are election protection attorneys. There's an 800 number, so you're not there alone. The comic books are free, okay? I sponsored them. Tom Hartman sponsored them. Greg Palast and Robert Kennedy Jr. put them together. And I think, you know, Greg would like it if you gave, you know, like a dollar to help cover the cost of printing these things and to pay the artists that did it. But, you know, you don't have to. If you don't have a dollar, you don't have a dollar. I mean, now it's not the time to, you know, ask you for money. So, but if you do have a dollar, give them a dollar, give them $5, you know, and get 25 copies of this comic book free and hand it to everybody so that they'll have an 800 number that will reach an election protection attorney. We've got a lot of good ground things going on. We've got a good ground game this year. You know, in 2004, remember when I saw fraud in Ohio? I was here. I came here to vote because I still lived here. And I was kicked off the air of my own network. I wasn't allowed to report what I saw. Well, guess what? This time I can. And for the first time in 12 years, I'm going to vote. Yeah, 49 after.
Your personal hotline to the cold, hard truth. 866-87-RANDY. This is the Randy Rose Show.